Hey, Spooky Mamas. Today we're discussing the disappearance of Shanice Harris. Now, one morning, Tamika Ramos was awoken by a phone call. This phone call was from Shauna, her sister Shanice's girlfriend. Shauna was basically asking Tamika, "Have you heard from Shanice? Have you seen her? Do you know anything?" According to Shauna, Shanice left last night and then never returned home when she said she would. Tamika was alerted right from the start because this was unlike her sister. When her sister makes plans, she goes and does her thing, and then she comes home. So Tamika calls their mother, Elvia, who was actually in the state of Florida at this time visiting another daughter. Elvia knew something was wrong because Shanice always calls her when she flies to check on her. She never got a phone call. She never got a text. So Elvia tells Tamika, "Look, I'm out of state, but I need you to go file a missing report on her." So when Tamika goes to the authorities to file this missing report, they tell her she has to wait 24 hours before the report can even be filed. And this is devastating because we all know the first 48 hours for a missing person are crucial. Every second counts. To this day, this is an open case. Shanice has never been found, and there's not a lot of information to the public about this, unfortunately. What we do know is on May 29th, 2017, Shanice was home all day with her girlfriend, Shauna. Later that night, she decided to go hang out with a friend. Shauna stayed home, and Shanice left their house in Rock Hill, New York, in between the time of 8:20 to 8:40. Now, we know this is the night that she never returns. And then on May 31st, 2017, Shanice's gray Volkswagen Jetta was found abandoned near Woods Drive in Thompson, New York. And since I'm not familiar with the towns in New York, and I just kind of wanted a sense of direction here, if it is correct, according to Google Maps, the distance between Rock Hill and Thompson is 4 minutes. So her abandoned vehicle was found 4 minutes away from her home. Also, according to World Population Review in the 2020 census, Rock Hill had a population of 1,516 people in 2020. This sits in Sullivan County at the foothills of Catskill Mountains. Now, again, not a lot of information is known about her disappearance to the public. The friend that she supposedly went to go see, no one knew who this person was when she first went missing. Her girlfriend, Shauna, didn't know, her mom, her sister. No one knew who this person was. No one knew where this person lived. Now, to this day, we don't know if they ever found out who this friend was. We don't know if anybody pulled her cell phone records, her data records, who all was interviewed. There has not been one person named as a person of interest or a suspect. But the FBI has taken over her disappearance, and they do have a $10,000 reward for a tip that can lead to the whereabouts of Shanice. If you know anything, that number is 212-384-1000. In some of the videos I've seen of interviews with her mom and sister, they're just devastated. But when they talk about Shanice, they talk about how she was known by everyone in the community, how much she was loved. She had so many friends. And they stated multiple times that she was not involved in anything nefarious. You could tell that they genuinely loved their daughter and their sister. And they deeply miss her. They just want answers. Shanice was 31 years old, 5'8", and 260 pounds at the time of her disappearance. She has a tattoo on her right forehand that reads Sparks, S-P-A-R-K-Z. And on her left arm, she has praying hands and the words, "Rest in peace." She has been missing for almost 5 years and should be 36 years old today. Again, this is not a big city. This is not a big town. A lot of people knew and loved Shanice. There has got to be somebody who knows something. In small towns, nobody can keep a secret for long. If you know anything, please help this family have closure and answers and contact the FBI at 212-384-1000. Y'all have a great night and stay spooky, babies.